Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Chad Prather Show. I'm sitting down here with my buddy, Party Foul, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Lord have mercy. You live for the camera.
I do. I love it.
Look at all that hair.
Look at it. Yeah.
Why don't you dye your beard?
What color?
To match your hair.
Oh.
You're like...
I thought you meant like
silver, like red, or purple.
Purple.
We do a rainbow, and I'll send you to West Hollywood, and you can march in a parade.
No, I'm good.
No? Come on, you've been gay for a little bit, right?
I almost have been there, done that, but I haven't.
Yeah. he, Mark, our director, who's off camera over here, I have to explain to you, Mark, when it comes to Party Foul Steve, he has extreme Freudian moments where his latent homosexuality comes out. It does. And no judgment against him. I mean... God bless you and your habits, but whatever.
Keep crossing your legs that tight.
Hey, dude. I'm not man-spreading. Bottom line. Here we are. Another episode of the Chad Prather Show. Hanging out in Studio 22. Got Herbert the Deer back there. He doesn't say much. He looks just like he looked before he got hit by that truck. So
he needs a hat.
Are you still sick?
Nope.
You refuse to admit it.
I refuse to admit it.
You won't say anything negative ever, will you?
Never.
Hmm. But you had the flu. You had the flu, Steve.
Past tense.
Whether you wanted. Okay.
I did have.
You still cough a lot.
I cough a little.
You were coughing today.
You just cough now.
I'm clearing my throat. This is my show. Yeah. I must sound good.
Yeah.
You made me sick.
No, I think you were sick the exact same time.
You made me sick.
You just drank more whiskey.
Yeah, so I just had a cold, but it didn't turn into full-blown flu.
Yeah.
Whiskey keeps me healthy, though. My liver doesn't like it, but yeah.
Clears your head.
Yeah. What are we doing on the road?
What are we doing? I just got off the phone with Kansas.
Kansas?
Kansas. We're going to Salina, Kansas.
Salina. That's how you say it, right?
Salina.
Salina.
I've been corrected a few times.
Yeah, people, you say Salina.
Salina. That's the way it looks.
Well, in some places it might be Salina, but not in Kansas. It's Salina.
Yeah.
People get mad at you if you mispronounce the name of their cities.
That's probably why they stay mad at me.
Texas is brutal. Like, this got a lot of... So we have a Houston, Texas, Georgia, over like Warner Robins, Georgia. The name of that county is spelled the exact same way as Houston. But that's not how you pronounce it.
Houston?
Houston County.
Houston County.
And they will correct you every time. Every time. You're a handsome man, Steve.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Aren't you happy that we're now on camera and people could see you? Everybody's...
Almost not.
Yeah.
Almost not happy about it.
Steve is a Marine. You can never say somebody was a Marine. You're always a Marine.
Always a Marine.
If you're a Marine, you're a Marine, right?
Always.
I was with, this past weekend, I was with Tigan. I don't know how he says his last name. See, now we're back to mispronouncing names. John Tigan. John Tig is easier. He's a Benghazi survivor, if you've read the book or watched the movie 13 Hours.
I got to spend an evening with him in Vegas.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
He's a great,
great
dude.
Great guy.
Him and I've been blessed and fortunate enough to know all those guys, visit with them, hang out with them. Oz Geis, another great one. And Tig, we were together at the PBR, the Professional Bull Rider deal, at AT&T Stadium the last 2 days, and just had a blast. I mean, just had a blast hanging out with everybody over there. Sorry you missed it, but you were sick.
Yeah, I was sick.
Yeah.
I was invited. I had tickets and everything, but I had to pass.
Yeah, but Tig is a Marine, and he was in the Marine Corps. And you never really get that Marine out of you, except you grew your hair out real long. I think you need to go back to
it. It took me 20 years before I grew it out.
Yeah.
I kept it high and tight for 20 years.
Decided to become a hippie.
Yep.
Tell me about greyhound racing.
What about it? What do you want to know?
I want to know everything about it. Now, I want PETA to listen to this episode.
No, leave PETA out of it.
No, I want PETA to listen to this episode. I need PETA to come in here and discuss Herbert the Deer. Yeah.
Herbert didn't care.
Herbert's dead, Peter.
Yeah, doesn't care.
I had a lady, we Jade, my wife, posted on, she posted on a deal the other day that we had gone to the rodeo there in Fort Worth, and someone commented on her Facebook post and said, animal cruelty. And I said, I commented after that and said, we also ate steak before the rodeo. So,
you just piled it on.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way I like to do it too.
People drive me nuts, dude.
I try to troll your page at least once a day, at least some, pick one person out. That
my Facebook is the best because if you really need to spend some time just entertaining yourself, just go on any given post and read all 937 comments. No one stirs it up like me. And I'm not a flamethrower. I'm not crazy. Like, I don't go out and just point fingers and blast people. I'm pretty open.
Strategic.
I guess. I try to be.
I'm strategic about where I post my comments and how I word them.
Yeah.
Just enough to question what they have to say
and
get them fired up a little more.
Well, we're in a public business. I mean, whether it's a podcast or the Humor Me show on Blaze TV or the Star Spangled Banter comedy tour, I mean, we're in front of people. It's not my goal to piss people off. But I piss people off.
You do that on Twitter. That's
Twitter pisses me off.
That's a goal on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, like I'm a different cat on Twitter. You know, on Twitter, I'm like, I'm gonna give it to you. Cause like it's just politics, politics, politics. Like, I can't get on Twitter and be like, love you guys. Y'all are awesome. You're amazing. Have a blessed
Saturday.
That's Facebook.
That's what Facebook is for.
Yeah. Twitter, I got to call out Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC.
AOC. She really has the worst name ever. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Is she hot or not?
Yeah, she's hot.
You think so?
Yeah, she's good to look at. I don't know about hot, but definitely good to look at.
Sean, you think she's cute? Mark, what do you think? Yeah, she's cute. I mean,
I'm not so
you'd
big.
All do her. I mean, you.
But that all white dress thing, that doesn't do nothing for me.
No, I mean, then when she lets those teeth get loose, it's like it's like a bad tooth to gum ratio. Really?
Yes.
You know what tooth to gum ratio
she
is?
She just keep her mouth shut.
You know, when you got more gums than you got teeth, she has a lot of teeth and a lot of gums. It's a lot going. She looks like a donkey that's chewing briars. I mean, she just like chew corn off the cob through a chain link fence. There's a lot of teeth coming at you.
Yeah. I think the memes really get her good. The pictures.
They know
of
how
her.
To grab the worst angles of the girl.
Yes.
And I don't want to complain. I'm not talking about her looks. I mean, obviously but I mean, she's got to have something because she's not smart.
Well, she went to college. She has a degree, right?
Yeah, Boston University. That's not a college.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
Did she?
Yeah.
She graduated cum laude? No kidding.
I mean, she's a bartender, but she was going to school.
Yeah, but she was an economist.
But that just shows you what
economy.
Colleges
economics.
Are putting out these days.
Yeah, well, you can go get higher education, but that doesn't mean you're either educated or smart.
Education doesn't make you smart.
Not because she's not smart.
No.
This girl comes out with some wild ideas. We talked about her.
Lack of education doesn't make you dumb.
A couple podcasts ago, we were talking about her new Green Deal, or Green New Deal, where, you know, she was talking about the cows farting. And that's like something you'd say.
No airplanes.
No airplanes. No
you'd
combustion
be fine with
engines.
That. There's not any airplanes anyway. So.
Yeah. I don't believe in air travel. I don't believe it exists. I think we're living in the Matrix. I really do. I think we're like, we're plugged in somewhere. I don't think air travel exists. I think it's all part of the dream.
So, would you prefer her to, if she would have said cow flatulation versus cow farts?
I would prefer it if she had not put pen to paper at all. Like, probably. That's the dumbest thing I've ever read.
Crayola,
it's like an eighth grader's version of If Kids Could Rule the World. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing. It's just really dumb. I mean, is this the real world we're living in these days?
Now mainstream media is saying that was an accident that was put out like that. That was the original scratch work kind of deal.
You know what? We're living in a world where people are brainwashed.
Yeah.
They're brainwashed. I mean, people are, whatever the mainstream media tells you.
Yeah, it's like drink Diet Coke.
I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Eat McDonald's.
I drink Diet Coke because it's my addiction. I haven't drank Diet Coke in a year. And look at me. This is my second one. Third one today. Steve.
That's number 27 for 2019.
Yeah. Steve has actually been keeping account of how many Diet Cokes I've been drinking.
That's just when I'm around.
That's when you're around.
So I have no
idea. I haven't drank many more. I drank one yesterday.
28.
I had some whiskey yesterday. Diet Coke is so
on
bad.
On Sunday, you had whiskey?
I didn't even go to church.
That was yesterday. I don't even know what day it is.
That was at AT&T Stadium. Yeah. I'm time stamping our broadcast.
Yes.
You can't do that. So, no, I don't know. I think that, like, do you ever sit in the airplane and be like, am I really 35,000 feet in the air in a big metal kite?
Yeah. All the time.
You ever think about what if another plane just hits us, just wham, right in the middle of the...
Probably wouldn't feel a thing.
Probably wouldn't. Like, bam, all of a sudden it was just be over. Like, I hope the radar is working. Sometimes that crosses my mind, like when I'm starting to doze off on the plane and I want to, like, look out the window to see, like, that's going to change anything. Like, I'll just look out the window and see the other plane coming and I can yell to the pilot and be like, hey, go left!
Too late.
Too late. Bam! My grandfather, my late grandfather, swears up and down that he looked out the side of a jet one time and he said he saw a wing of another plane that was like that far, like 2 feet from his plane. And that's an absolutely not true story.
I was going to say, it could have happened.
No, he was absolutely wrong. And like it couldn't happen. Unless you're flying with the Blue Angels or something.
How long ago was this? It's your grandpa.
This is my grandpa. That was before air travel. He was with Orville and Wilbur, yeah. And they were at Kitty Hawk.
Maybe it was before radars.
But, I mean, you're not flying a passenger jet.
It was a cloudy day.
Yeah. Can you imagine, what if you think back like 9/11, and can you imagine being on an airplane, say it got hijacked or something like that, and you look out your window and there's F-16s escorting you, ready to shoot you out of the sky.
That'd be a little scary, I'm sure.
Little scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, like mortal fear is what it would be. Are you saved?
Yes.
Do you know Jesus?
I'm just on aisle seat. I didn't even see out the window,
yeah, exactly.
So I wouldn't see all that.
I know. That's why you sit on the aisle. You need Jesus.
No, you know why I sit on the aisle? Do you want to know the truth? Because I don't want to ever inconvenience anyone by asking them to have to stand up. I'll stand up 1,000 times for somebody else, but I don't want to have
to. You mean when you go pee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You know what you could do?
What?
Hold your pee.
No.
Just hold your pee, Steve.
Nope, don't want to.
I never pee on a plane. No. You know how rarely I pee on a plane?
No, I don't pay attention.
You travel with me every week.
Yeah.
Every single week we're on an airplane. Every single week we're on an airplane.
Every week.
I never pee.
So, 225,000 miles in the air last year, you didn't pee once.
Maybe twice.
Okay.
Maybe twice.
Never's a big word.
Yeah. But that's why I try to fly first class. What'd you say, Sean? Oh, yeah, I know, because we got to go from Charlotte to Seattle in 3 weeks. That's a 6-hour and 9-minute flight. 9 minutes. 6 hours, 9 minutes. Not 6 hours even, Marcus. 6 hours, 9 minutes. They got that down to a... And that's how far it is to Charlotte. 6 hours, 9 minutes. I'm going to set a watch.
First class.
So, yeah, we're flying first class.
Okay. But not a bulkhead seat.
I'm flying first class. We'll see about you.
All right. But not the very front row.
Oh, that went right over your head, didn't it, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sit wherever you let me.
Oh.
I don't care.
Why don't you just sit in the toilet?
It might be better than row 30.
So I got sick last year. I had been sick, and I think I was severely dehydrated, and I was on a plane. I told you the story, and I was getting nauseous. I don't get like air sick or travel sick or motion sickness or whatever, but it felt like that. Like I was getting sick, and I knew it, and so I felt like I needed to vomit, right? I'm glad you guys are listening to the Chad Prather show.
Blech.
So the plane landed, and as it was taxiing, I knew we were going to be taxiing for like 15 minutes. So the flight attendant was sitting behind me, and I looked back at her and said, I got to go. I got to go to the restroom. And I was like, seriously, I'm getting sick. And so I jumped up, ran to the restroom. I passed out in there. I passed out. I was sick. I basically fainted. I sat down on the closed commode and boom, just fell over my head against the wall. Everybody deplaned. I'm still on the thing, right?
So you landed, you were in the toilet.
I was in the toilet. So in the lavatory.
Lavatory.
And I had not closed the lock thing that said ocupado. It still said available. And so the pilot, everybody's off the plane. The pilot opened the door and I'm sitting there and he goes, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I said, it's okay. And he goes, you're all right. And I was like, shut the door. I'm staying here for a minute.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So that's, and then we got, yeah.
The flight attendants know the look. You can give them the look.
Yeah.
And they'll go, they'll give you the head nod.
What kind of look you been giving the flight attendants?
I give them a look like, I got to get up right now. I don't care if the seatbelt sign's on or not. I got to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
And they know, they've served me a few, and there you go.
So let me tell you a story about Party Foul Steve a couple of weeks ago. Where were we going? We were going to, when you got so damn drunk.
I don't know if I know this story.
On the plane.
That was because I had to be sobered back up by the evening because,
yeah, because we had a show.
We had a show and we had to drive somewhere, so.
He was hammered, Mark. He was hammered. We were in
before
Phoenix.
Before 9 a.m.
We were in Phoenix. We landed in Phoenix on our way to somewhere. Oh, California. Yeah. California. We were going to Bakersfield. And they were making him doubles. He thought he was drinking singles.
It wasn't my fault. That was theirs.
So he had, before 9 a.m.
had 8 drinks.
He had 8 drinks.
8 doubles.
He was ripped. Sitting in first class. He was sitting in first class and they're bringing them to him. I fell asleep. He drank mine.
I did.
He took my drink.
I Instagram pictures of drinking your drink.
I fell asleep with my, what were we drinking? We were drinking screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't drink whiskey in the morning.
No,
I
mean,
you can.
Be vodka.
I mean,
I drank a lot of them.
Yeah. So I fell asleep with my drink full and woke up. He drinking mine.
Wish I had some vodka right now.
This is a whiskey studio here in Studio 22, my friend. Mm. How do I know that water bottle's not
vodka? You don't know.
Vodka?
You just have to.
You're driving later on today.
Faith.
You got to drive later on because I'm drinking whiskey. I might have a problem. You don't think so, Shawnee? I might have a problem. No. I still love to travel, don't you?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, as much as we go. Like if I tell, we got to take Mark on the road with us.
He'd love it.
Yeah. Taking Mark on the road. I said, I'll text Steve and I'll say, you know, like 7 a.m., I'll be like, I'm coming to get you or whatever. I'm coming to pick you up. And he's like, I've been sitting by the door since 3.
Probably so. That's because my wife's packed my bags and put them by the door because she's ready for me to leave.
We will stay. Like, I know you like to travel like I like to travel. Like, okay, so it used to be, I call it making my baby jump, you know, when you get excited about something. And I'd see an airplane in the air and I'd be like, I don't care where it's going. I just want to be on it. I just want to go. I love to go. I don't know that I romanticize it quite that much anymore, but I still, if we're home for 3 or 4 days, it's time to go again.
It is. Yeah. About 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Both the girls are trying to kick me out.
Well, that's, my wife likes for me to be home. So she says, I don't know.
Mine does too, but she's also ready for me to go.
Yeah.
So
I think it keeps our marriages fresh.
I think so.
Because they have their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, what they need.
By as long as they're gone when I walk in.
Yeah. Clean sheets. We do have firearms.
Clean sheets.
What would you do? What would you do if you came home and you caught your wife with a man in a closet? What would you do? Come on. You wouldn't be mad. You'd be like, oh, well, I always suspected it. Yeah. No, he's never negative. Like, ow, you know what?
Okay. Time for me to go.
I know.
I would. I'd just pack my shit and leave.
Oh. Because you know it'd be me in the closet. And you can't be mad at me.
I wouldn't be mad at you. That's the one thing I do know. Yeah. When you're gone, I'm gone. So
yeah,
I know
true.
It's not
I'm
you.
Never around. That's right. Yeah, because Tony's been trying to get me over to the house, and I'm like, well, I can't, because anytime Steve's out of town, I'm out of town, too. So, that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're messing up my love life, Steve.
I know it.
Yeah, but what would you do? You just pack up and leave?
Pack up and leave.
Would you leave your wife over that?
I don't. I have no idea. Yeah. Hope I don't have to find out.
Yeah, I know. That'd be bad, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Come home and there's some big old muscle-bound black
man. There's too many guns laying around my house.
You come home and you find Sean Foster in the closet. And
I love Sean, though.
Your wife's being blacked.
I wouldn't be I wouldn't be mad at him. I'd be mad at her, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't blame the dude.
He's a dude being a dude, you know.
I'm going to spit Diet Coke all over everything. Oh, my God. Your wife's being blocked.
Nothing like blackface.
Steve's going to come in and be like, wow, this room smells like beard oil.
Oh.
Steve's starting to get uncomfortable.
Starting to sweat over here. I'm like...
Oh, these lights are awfully hot in here. Woo!
I think you're still trying to pay me back for New Year's Eve.
I know, right?
I deserve it.
Or it could be worse. It could be a white dude in black face who's in the closet.
It could be.
It could be Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's in there hothousing your wife, hiding in the closet. Oh, my Lord.
The spy cams get them every time.
Steve, do you ever get mad at me? Like, do you ever just be
like,
I'm tired?
Oh, yes. I've been irate
like,
at
I'm
you
tired.
A few times.
I'm tired of Chad. I'm tired.
Probably about three times in the last 2 years.
For what? Like, what did I do? Just being me?
Just being you.
Yeah, I know. Right. I'm high maintenance. I'm a lot, dude. I'm a lot to deal with. Steve hates for anybody to be late. But he can't get mad at me if I'm late. He wants to.
You're the only one that can be late.
Yeah. I'm rarely late. But let me tell you guys a story about Steve. We were in Syracuse, New York. And Steve had one too many the night before. Yeah, you did. Don't look at me like that.
Can't remember.
I'm texting him all morning long because he's on the floor below me. And I'm texting him. No response. No response. No response. Call him. No response. It's just ringing. I'm starting to get worried. So I go down to the front desk. And, you know, they're not supposed to give out room numbers and that kind of information. And so I asked the girl at the desk. I said, I need Steve Powell's room number because I didn't know what room you were in. And she said, well, we're not supposed to give that out. I said, well, I paid for the room. So technically it's my room. So anyway, she whispers it to me. 503. It's 503.
That makes it okay.
Yeah. She whispers it to me. I had to turn the charm on. Anyway, so I go up there and I'm banging on the door. And now I'm like, the thoughts are running through my head. Like, what if he's dead? Like, what if he's in there, you know, bottle of whiskey, sleeping pills. You know, and I party foul has committed the ultimate party foul.
It could have happened.
And I'm banging on the door. And I'm doing these scenarios. Like, I guess we'll have to cancel tonight's show.
Did you get nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous. And you're family to me. So I was worried. And I was knocking on the door, banging on it. I texted your wife, told her that I missed her, and then we got around to you. And I was imagining scenarios in my head, like, okay, the paramedics are going to have to come. And
pronounce him dead.
Then the mortician's going to, you know, the coroner's going to come. I'm going to have to lose money because I can't do these shows all across upstate New York that we got planned this week. Because this is the first night out of the gate right here on that New York trip. Anyway, you finally answered. You're here now.
Yeah.
You're alive. I saved you.
I was sleeping deeply.
You were sleeping, which is not like you.
No, it's not.
Because you're an early morning person. You and I both are pretty early morning people. And but I was nervous. Don't you ever scare me like that again, party foul.
I'll try not to.
Don't you ever do that
no
again.
No promises.
Don't you ever do that.
No promises.
What would happen if we just dyed your beard like purple? just made it.
I don't think it would look good. I was thinking gold. Let's do it golden.
Let's put some sparkles in it, some glitter. My wife likes to buy greeting cards that have glitter on them. I think that's the worst thing on the planet. I mean, glitter is horrible, horrible stuff. You open up a greeting card, you pull it out of the envelope, that stuff's on you for days.
Yep.
There's no solution for getting glitter off
of your
body.
10 years from now, you'll find glitter and you'll be like, where did this come from?
My wife.
Yeah.
Because she loves me. We're not going to be with our wives on Valentine's Day.
No.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
I'm okay with it too.
Made up holiday.
Hallmark came up with Valentine's
Day.
But we are, I am a romantic man. I will make sure that she feels valued and loved, even though I'm 200 miles away. How about that?
On Valentine's Day or every day?
Why don't you remind me?
Sorry, in my notes.
To send some flowers or something. Nah.
Nope.
Nah, they just die. They wilt.
Flowers, nah.
Oh, well. Whatevs. We should go eat chicken wings.
Let's do it.
What's your favorite chicken wings?
Garlic.
Ugh.
Yep, I know. You don't like
You them. Like garlic, don't you?
I like garlic.
Yeah.
Keeps me from being sick.
I would like to watch Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez eat chicken wings. I bet she could suck the meat right off the bone. Just with them teeth, just pull it. Just snatch it right off. Just snatch it right off the bone.
Are you fixed? You're kind of fixated on her, aren't you? You and the rest of the...
I might have a crush.
Y'all gave
I might
her too
have a crush
attention.
On AOC.
Y'all give her too much attention.
I got an AO crush.
AOC. An
AOC crush. I do think we give her too much attention. I do. I think that she is the glitter on the Hallmark card, and everybody's so focused on the glitter that nobody's opening it up to see what the card actually says. What I mean by that is she's a distraction.
Well, just wait for these Democratic debates. They are going to mop the floor with her.
Well, she won't be in them because she's not running for president.
Oh, they'll
surely not.
Yeah, they'll mop the floor with her.
Can you imagine?
In other ways, though.
It's going to be a circular firing squad.
Anybody that sides with her is just going to be mopped. They're just going to use her as a punching bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've already decided she's cute.
Yeah.
When she keeps her mouth closed. So she just needs to keep her mouth closed. Where are we going this week?
Where are we going?
San Angelo, Texas, Wichita Falls, Texas, and Salina, Kansas.
Yep.
That's right. And then where are we going after that? Do you know my schedule? Where do we go after that? We have to go to Seattle. We'll be at CPAC, Washington, D.C.
That's how many days?
We're going to be there for 3. And then we go to Seattle for 2 days. We're doing shows in Everett, Washington. Then we're going to do, then we go to Ramona, California for 2 months. That's the...
For 2 months.
It's going to feel like 2 months. Yeah. We'll be in Ramona outside of San Diego on, I think, the 14th and 15th of March. Then after that, we go to Anaheim. Our schedule's a little light.
I kind of look at the schedule, but until I get contracts and actually see, once those get sent to me so I can advance the shows,
We got to put a few on sale, like the show in San Antonio June has now gone on sale.
It has.
Yeah.
Friends that just purchased their tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to put that on the website. We're redoing the website, by the way. WatchChad.com is getting a full-blown makeover. Had a conference call this morning. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be clean. That's an old site. It's just going to be a lot nicer.
Fresh and clean.
Boom, pow, tsh, da, whoopsh. We'll have links to the podcast. We'll have links to Humor Me. We're going to
merchandise.
We're going to have a blog page, merchandise. We've revamped some of the merchandise. We're gonna do a little partnership with the Duck Commander folks, Duck Dynasty.
That's gonna
folks.
Be exciting.
Yeah. In fact, the same folks that build and manage and take care of the Duck Commander websites are gonna be doing ours. So it's a fun partnership there. Speaking of those guys, if you haven't been watching In the Woods with Phil Robertson, you should. He'll teach you all you need to know about Jesus.
Yep.
In the Woods. But his new book came out. It's a good book.
I hadn't read it yet.
It's a great book. Yeah. So whoever wrote that for Phil did a good job.
Saying he didn't write his own
book. No, he didn't write his own book. When my book comes out, I'm not going to write that either.
I'm struggling writing my own. Yeah. I've been on chapter 9 for 11 years.
I could write my own book, but I do need some help because I don't have the time. I need to be able to people to take my thoughts, collect them, and make sense of them. You need to write a book called Party Foul Rules, and you just need to have rules for the road kind of thing, and put your nuggets of wisdom.
It's not a lot of rules.
There's not a lot of wisdom.
No.
The thing I like about you, Steve, the thing I appreciate about you, and everybody, you know, I couldn't travel with anybody else like I travel with you, but like you get me and I get you, and we kind of are on the same wavelength in terms of how we do things. The thing I appreciate about you is you're streetwise. You got street smarts.
Street smarts.
Like I wonder if you're paying attention because you're just kind of in Steve's world, but you're paying attention.
Always.
Like you got eyes in the back of your head. And Steve will be sitting there on his phone, and I'm like, dude, you watching this guy back here behind the car? He's like, been watching him the whole time. I'm like, what?
I mean, you did that on the plane the other day.
Yeah. I told you to keep your eyes on that fool. Yep. He looked sketchy, man.
He was.
I was ready to take him down. So I told you, I said, you watch that cat right there. He was shifty.
Yeah.
He was shifty.
Well, he kept wanting to switch seats.
He kept switching seats.
He couldn't get somebody to switch seats.
He kept trying
seats.
To get people to move with him and stuff like that. And he told his buddy who was across the aisle, he was like,
He made him get up and move.
Yeah, he's like, no, you go there. You sit here. I want you to sit here. I need you there.
Weird.
And I'm like, I'm about to choke you out, bro. I'm about to choke you out. So anyway, yeah, people are sketchy, but I don't believe in air travel anyway. Yeah. So, Mark, I'll have to explain that thing to you about the air travel sometime. It doesn't make sense to me.
Strange.
I know. How are we doing on time? What we got? 32 minutes. Steve?
Yep.
I'm ready to get back on the road.
I am too. Want to do it?
Yeah, we're going to.
Tomorrow.
We're going to be on the road. We're going to go. I like the studio. You like the studio?
I like it.
It's good stuff.
It's kind of fun with the stage. It's like a stage. And
Stevie Ray Vaughan recorded music in this room.
Nice.
Think about that. You're in the presence of greatness. And Stevie Ray Vaughan recorded in here.
Yes, you are.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome, Steve. There's so many things around here, these Blaze Studios, Mercury One. I like all these props and stuff. Like they got cow skulls and Herbert and monitors and these guitars and these. You know how expensive these are? These road cases?
Road cases.
They just got them laying around.
I was looking at that. I was like, what is
I think
that?
This one belongs to me now. It has my name on it. Look.
It does. I saw that.
The Chad Prather Show. Who knew we were so good that we could create decals and stuff?
Yeah.
I guess the guys around here knew it. I didn't know it.
Have a big
they
decal
They can do anything
room.
At Blaze TV. They can do anything. Anything. Glenn Beck has created the end of the world 17 times over the years. Anything.
Anything.
There's been... the world has ended twice since Glenn Beck's been in the news. Just since he's been in the media business. You didn't know that he had that kind of power.
Didn't know it.
Glenn Beck's got that kind of power. That's why we're on board. We're on board. Not only has Glenn Beck predicted the end of the world, he saved us from the end of the world.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But now, the true Messiah, Donald Trump, is in the White House. The orange Messiah. He has come to save us all.
Hey.
You know how many people are going to get pissed off? My mother's going to be mad at me. There's two people that you don't make fun of, and that's Jesus and Donald Trump.
You just made fun of both.
I did. So I figure I put them both in the same bucket.
That election's going to come down to one thing.
What?
Money in people's pockets. Everyday Americans.
Okay, so have you prospered under a Donald Trump presidency? I mean... You're making money. You got money. You got a little. I mean, people come to shows. They buy merchandise.
Sure
they got money for a ticket. You know, we're not living in some crazy recession.
That's true.
We're going to have to go in the liquor business if we go back into recession, because that's the only business that continues to make money, even when people are broke.
Yeah.
Yes, the truth.
That is.
Back when I was in corporate sales, I had a company that made kegs and kegerators and whatever you want to call it, beer dispensing taps and all that stuff. They made it. Their business boomed in 2009 through the recession, 2009, 2010. You know why? People are always going to drink. That's one thing they're going to do. When they're depressed, they drink more. They're going to drink more. We need a whiskey line. We're going to keep pushing Redneck Riviera. John Rich is going to make us rich. Not really. John's going to make himself rich. But I think we need like our own whiskey.
Chad Prather blend.
I want to make a common sense whiskey. That's what we'll call it, common sense. It'll take all your common sense away. That's a good name for a whiskey, isn't it? Common sense. Chad Prather's Common Sense.
Hey, copyright that, please.
I dig it. Let me clear my throat.
However you do
here.
That.
I need whiskey now. Chad Prather's Common Sense. I like it. Ooh.
It's smooth.
Smooth.
It
tastes very common. It's very sensical.
It's nice.
It's very commonsensical. It tastes very commonsensical. Tastes like party fowls.
It's not hard to swallow.
We need a party fowl moonshine.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh.
Yeah. Like
you could do all kind of flavors.
Yeah.
Party fowl.
Like everybody else?
Yeah, why not? Why not? People go, have you ever gone in the liquor store? I mean, it's like it's crazy.
It is.
Like it's overwhelming.
I've been to a liquor store once or twice.
You've been in a liquor store?
Once or twice this week.
You've probably been in a few houses of dishonor too, haven't you? Look at you.
What's a house
Marine.
Of dishonor?
What is it?
What's a house of
There's
dishonor?
There's a house in New Orleans. They call a rising sun.
Nope.
No? You never been in a house of ill repute?
Not in this country.
Come on, man. Talk to me like you're talking to Jesus. Confess your sins, party foul.
They've been confessed a long time ago.
We ain't heard them. The listeners of the Chad Prather Show are intrigued.
They don't need to hear them.
My friend, how many times you been married?
On purpose? Once on purpose, once on accident. So I guess twice.
That look you gave me, that was classic. You know who I miss? Speaking of air travel and whiskey, I miss Kevin Wade.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't seen Kevin in a long time.
No,
have you seen him?
Yeah, he's been around the world.
He's been in South Africa. I know that. Yeah. Kevin Wade's my man. I love that dude.
He comes back in town today.
Yeah, we need to go. Well, we're leaving town.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to tell him.
Yeah. Love that dude. It's almost baseball season, too.
Yeah.
Well,
opening days, be here before you know it.
Yeah. We got a suite.
Got a suite.
I don't know if you're going.
I'm going.
You got to see if there's room for you, Steve.
There's room for me. I've
Your
already
wife
confirmed
will be there.
It.
Your wife
yeah,
will be
I know
there.
She'll be there.
Yeah. No, yeah, opening day is like March 28th. That sound right? It's early this year.
Sure.
I got it on my calendar, but I don't want to look. Texas Rangers, God bless them. They're going to another losing season. As long as John Daniel is the GM.
I've got my Rangers shirt I bought last year and went to one game.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it again this year.
You went to more than one game.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you were in a suite with me one time.
Yeah.
March 28th? March 29th.
Oh, that's against the Astros. That'd
yeah,
be great.
Your wife. That means it's going to be lawlessness in your house.
Yeah, it is.
Your wife's such an Astros fan.
She is.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
She's from San Antonio.
I like the Astros.
She could choose between Houston or Fort Worth, I guess, or...
She's from Houston. Yeah, Houston. My Texas Rangers.
Well, she's a Cowboys fan.
They were so good as long as Nolan Ryan was at the helm. And then Nolan went to Houston and you see what he did there, he turned that all around. So whatevs. Whatevs. I hate baseball. I hate it. I'll be at 40 games this year. You didn't go to the hockey game with us the other night.
No, I didn't. I was sick.
At least you admit it.
I was.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap this episode. I want you to go to blazetv.com/Chad
Let me go to it right now.
And I want you to use promo code CHAD. Save $10 off an annual subscription. Get blazetv.com. You can download the app. You can watch it online. If you have a OTT device such as Apple TV or we're on Roku, aren't we? We got Roku? Yeah. So if you got one of those devices, you can download. If you've got a smart TV, you can download the app there as well. You can see my pretty face on there. You can see Party Foul's pretty face on the humor episodes of Humor Me with Chad Prather. That's me. Very vain.
Pretty face.
as we travel around the country with our producers, Jason Hernandez and Sean Foster, the exquisite beard-smelling Sean Foster. You have the whitest name for a black dude. You're a Jamaican. And they spelled it S-E-A-N. That's not even... Yeah, you were named after Sean Connery. Sean Connery. Suck it, Trebek. Suck it, Trebek.
That's pretty good there,
Suck
Chad.
It, Trebek. Yes. Yes. Yes, Money Penny. I mean, not even a S-H-A-W-N. Your parents took the short route. Is your mother black? Yeah. Is she Jamaican?
Did you say Chinese Jamaican?
Chinese Jamaican. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
I can kind of see it.
I totally see the Chinese Jamaican in you. Do you have cartilage in your nose?
Oh, my gosh. I can kind of see it.
Oh, God, this show sucks. We're horrible. We're horrible. They should have never given us a studio here. Oh, my Lord, we're insufferable. I'm going to get Sarah Gonzalez on the podcast.
Do it.
I am. I'm going to get her on here. I love me some Sarah Gonzalez. Blaze TV's own Sarah Gonzalez, the host of The News and Why It Matters. Get her on here. And I want everybody subscribing and downloading the podcast. Got to say thank you to my man, Mark, the director of The Chad Prather Show. All new, brand new, bigger, badder, better than ever. The Chad Prather Show on Blaze TV. You got to get it, blazetv.com/Chad. Use promo code Chad. Party foul, any parting words?
How do you remember all that?
I'm amazing.
Oh, okay.
I'm an incredible, incredible.
Are you reading that somewhere?
I'm a great mind. I'm a great man. Those are your parting
words. Looking around for somewhere you're reading that off
teleprompter
of.
Somewhere?
Teleprompter. There's not one, guys.
This is what I do, Steve. I run my mouth for a living.
I know.
I'm good at what I do. Yeah, I know. Somebody asked, my mother asked Steve, said, how do you sit through all those shows with Chad? And Steve stuck his fingers in his ears, just like this.
Yeah, because everybody always tells me, oh, it must be so great just... You know, listen to Chad all the time. Like, no, it's not.
Just living in my effervescent presence. I'm like an aerosol spray. just spray the essence of Chad. It smells like beard oil. It smells like Sean's beard oil. His bourbon beard oil. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Tell your friends about it. We want to be one of the biggest podcasts in America. We did great last year. We did great. For a nobody redneck like myself who sits in his truck with his dog.
We did
over 3 million downloads last year. I mean, that's significant. When you consider the average podcast, and there's about 600,000 of them that are out there that are distributed globally on a big level, there's about 600,000. The average podcast gets 30 downloads a month. That's amazingly small. It's because everybody has a podcast these days.
Yeah.
But
shot for 6 million, would that be, are we going to shoot for 12?
I want to blow it out. I was talking to Mike Rowe a couple of weeks ago in Vegas. You know, Mike's doing 3-4 million a month. I'd love to have 1 million downloads a month. And that's kind of where, and I think by going to this bigger format where we not only have the views for the watch, being able to watch this, but I think that by doing more podcasts a week, you know, because now it's almost four times a week, we got
so
bigger frequency. People are going to have a lot to catch up on, Mark.
Is this
going to
be on
you.
Facebook and YouTube? And
if I have my way, yes. And what we've talked about is that it will be on Of course, Blaze TV. You'll be able to get it on the app. You'll be able, should be able to get it on YouTube because Blaze TV in a number of ways is taking over my YouTube channel, which is great because I suck at YouTube. Everybody introduces me as a YouTube guy. I'm not a YouTube guy. I'm really bad at YouTube. I never think to like load my stuff up there. So they're kind of taking over. They're going to help me there. And I think that one of the avenues is they're going to put it on, you know, Blaze's YouTube, but they'll also, they should be putting it on. Who's calling me? Somebody's calling me from Northeast Georgia. That's probably the congressman.
Let's call Jason you regular.
Ridley. Jason Ridley. Yeah. Oh. I should get the congressman, the Georgia congressman on the phone. He might say some things we don't want to hear, and it could harm his political career.
Really?
Well, I mean, you never know. He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my political career is over. So
trust me, bro. Trust me, bro. You're way beyond any aspirations of politics.
Yeah. No politics.
Way
for
beyond.
Me.
Party fast.
Talking about
Steve.
Skeletons crawling out of the closet.
I don't even want one little knuckle of that toe of that skeleton sneaking out from under the door. I don't know any of that. But I think 1 million downloads a month, I think we're off to the races.
Nice.
So we need to do four times what we did last year. We need 12 million. We did 3 million. We need 12 million.
We can do that.
You got that math in your head?
I'm doing it.
I think we can do it. All right. Well, I love you guys. Keep tuning in. Keep downloading. We'll talk to you soon. Love y'all. God bless. Bye.